shoot, I stepped on. Yeah, never miss it. God kiss it and I'm gonna eat it.
Hey, Brown.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
Hey, Brown.
No matter how you slice it, it still was wrong.
Well, I'm telling you, that man should have been shot.
And what happened?
There was this man at the grocery store who had the nerve to stand in the 10 items or less line with 12 items. Very unfortunate.
Now, what was so unfortunate about that?
He was standing in front of Miss Edna.
And now he has two less items.
Hey, who's ready for some fun, huh?
Hey, you know I am.
I am.
Hey, Seuss, I know that's not what I think it is. You don't have no lottery tickets in my house.
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Brown.
Oh, Brown, just a scratch off. I play every week. We all do.
Carver, you're not letting him corrupt you, too, are you?
Come on.
No. I can't. They just having fun, Mr. Brown. Don't get your tidy whities in a bunch.
Don't get your granny panties in a bunch. I don't like that around here.
Come on, Mr. Brown. I got one for you, too.
The devil is a liar. You're not about to take me to your gangster paradise. I thought your papa Cedar taught you better than that. He probably somewhere on a boat smoking a cigar gambling himself.
What's the matter, Brown? Afraid of a little risk, huh?
Yeah.
Edna.
Oh, for you. Thank you.
Every time you standing near me, I'm at risk. You can take me at any time.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
You nasty. Stop being nasty.
Oh, live a little. It's like gambling. You know what they say about Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Somebody get Edna a one-way plane ticket to Vegas so you don't have to come back.
Brown, come on. Take the dang ticket.
Come on. Take it.
You know you want it.
Come on.
You know you want it.
No. Yes, you do. Come on.
Give it. Come on, bro.
Come on.
There you go.
I scratch it, but I ain't gonna sniff it. What you got?
Nothing again.
I got nothing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. $20. I won $20 on y'all. Oh, no, y'all. I got $20 on this thing. I'm gonna pay off everybody.
And he got a free ticket.
Get them for everybody. I got $20 on y'all. Y'all didn't even win that. I got $20 on y'all. Oh, you nasty. I got $20 on you. Bam!
Okay, Brianna, concentrate. This paper can make all the difference on whether you get into a good college or not.
Okay.
Focus. All right? Come on, here we go. Here we go.
Crowd goes wild. Basketball scholarship, here I come.
That's my turn. Shush. That's my turn, all right?
Come on, close baseline. With 3 seconds left. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you better study.
I mean, good thing we was up by 20 points, right?
True.
How many went to a movie, Joaquin?
It's been a while for us.
So, how's studying going?
Studying's going very well. It helps to study with someone that's smarter than you.
Well, isn't that nice of you to say about Jamal?
Yeah, that was cool.
I wasn't talking about you. You're the lucky one because I'm smart.
Please. The teacher asked you who carved the turkey at the first Thanksgiving. You said George Washington Carver.
I was kidding. Hey, you guys, we're going to the movies. You want to come?
Not until you finish studying.
What are you guys going to see?
Oh, it's that new animated comedy about, I don't know, snakes and space and... Joaquin, what's it called?
Snakes in Space.
Jamal, you can come if you call your parents first.
Yeah.
A cartoon? Nah, I'm good.
Me too.
More popcorn for me.
Let's get out of here. Come on. Okay, well, Cora's in the kitchen if you guys need anything, okay?
Okay.
We'll be back soon. You two kids have fun studying, all right?
Oh! Yeah.
All right.
Yeah! Too old for that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be called dead at a lame cartoon.
You know, I stopped going when I was like, what, 13?
Me too.
So you want to go?
Yeah, let's catch them before they leave.
We knew it.
Loser, steal. Uh-oh. Ah, no.
I can't wait for that massage.
Yes. Cara, I'm short
and fat, and you dress funny.
Ain't nobody talking to you, Madam Nasty.
All right, now, you got one more time.
Okay, Madam Nasty. Now, I don't have no more times. What? I need you to let me hold $20 till I get my check.
Mr. Brown, what did you do with that money I gave you for the electric bill?
You ain't give me no money for the electric bill. You thought you gave me money, but you didn't.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. It's in your mind. No, you didn't. No. I need a little extra for some extra stuff, stuff.
Like what?
Like, masculine product. That's what I want to buy some masculine stuff.
You still trying to grow hair, bro?
No, if I was trying to grow hair, I'd come over here and pluck some of that hair off your chest, dude.
Mr. Brown, you don't insult her like that.
She consulted me first. You can't sit there and consult me. I'm in need, Carla, please.
You insulted her, Mr. Brown. Don't do that.
Well, she consulted me.
Well, look, I need my money. I'm taking Miss Anna to get pampered.
Can't she old enough to change herself?
Let her do it.
At least I have money, Mr. Brokey Robertson.
Mr. Brown, we're going to get facials and mud baths.
Mud baths?
And it's going to be soft.
Oh, if y'all want a mud bath, come on out here. I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to push both of y'all over in there. Y'all like two hogs.
That is not nice, Mr. Brown.
Come on, I'm going to push you. I'm going to just mud you up. I'm gonna mud you together.
I love it when you talk nasty.
You just nasty. I need a shower every time I talk to you.
Mr. Brown. What is this? What is all of this? All on the floor? What are all this? These scratch-off tickets? I thought you didn't like gambling.
Corey, it ain't gambling, like you said. It's just having a little fun. Mm-hmm. That's right. That come out of your mouth, remember?
Your fun is costing us, Mr. Brown, and you need to stop it.
I will. As soon as I buy a few more tickets, Corey. $20? Does that mean anything to you? I won us $20.
And what did you do with that $20?
I invested in more tickets. And see, this time, I almost won. Look, let me show you. I almost won $100 on this one. I'm just off by 2 zeros.
Are you sure you have a handle on this?
Corey, your daddy ain't got no predictive personality. I got this covered.
Your daddy don't have a personality, period. Come on, Cora, let's go before they cancel our appointment.
Oh, you just...
All right, here I come, Miss Edna. Look, all right, now I'm giving you money for the electric bill.
Okay, Cora.
And I'm going to give you a few dollars.
Come on, Cora.
Just act like that, Mr. Brown. Make sure you pay the electric bill. I'm not playing with you, Mr. Brown.
I will, Cora. Just Cora, thank you.
Cora. Pay the electric bill.
I got it, Cora. I'm rich. I got about 20 tickets for this. Hope it don't rain.
Boy, that animation looks so much like the real thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. When that snake started hissing, I felt a little drool on my arm.
That's my bad. Mm-hmm. Movie was a little scarier than I thought. Right, Brianna?
That wasn't me.
My voice gets really high when I'm scared.
Are you talking? I'm gonna put Joaquin in the bed before I lose circulation in my left arm.
I'll grab his PJs, okay?
Thank you.
Jamal, did you call your mom?
Yeah, she's on her way.
Okay, well, good night. And Brianna, don't forget to brush when you get upstairs. And honey, do that little cleansing thing so we don't have that
funeral situation. Can't you be any more embarrassing?
Yep, I sure can. But I'm gonna save that for when I really need it.
Your folks are cool.
Yeah, they have their moments. Speaking of moments, what's going on with you and that girl, Lakeisha? Word is, somebody's been doing her homework.
Why can't she be doing her own homework?
Because that girl is slow as sticks.
She's not that dumb. Okay, maybe she is. But she's nice. Okay, she's cute. She's not my type.
So what is your type?
You are. Crazy girl.
Hey, get off of me. What's your deal? You know what? You need to leave now.
What?
You need to get out right now.
My ride isn't here yet.
Then wait outside. Go. Wait outside.
What did I do?
Good night, Jamal. Good night.
Brianna. Okay, you and Jamal seem to be getting along really well. Honey, I think he kind of likes ya.
That's why I never want to see him again.
Hey, Brianna, you okay?
I'm fine.
Brianna, I only told him what I know.
I knew I should have never left that little boy alone with you. Now I'm gonna have to hurt him.
Brianna, honey, I'm still a little unclear as to what exactly happened.
Jamal said he liked me, and then he touched my hand.
Ooh, I can't wait to call that little boy's mother and tell her about her nasty little hand-touching son.
Well, you're overreacting.
I'm not overreacting.
Okay, you know what? You go downstairs, calm down, and let me talk to Brianna alone.
We are alone. Oh, you mean alone?
Yes, Will.
Okay. I'll be downstairs, sharpening my knife collection.
Well, okay. I guess you can see he tends to overreact, huh?
I don't know what made Jamal think that it was okay to treat me like that.
Brianna, okay, look, you said that he touched your hand. Did anything else happen?
Nah, but it was the way he was looking at me.
Brianna, does this have anything to do with what happened to you? Because, look, if it does, I don't think Jamal is anything like your mother's boyfriend.
I didn't think my mother's boyfriend was like that until it was too late.
Brianna, look, honey, I know that what happened to you was awful and it changed your life. But, baby, you cannot let this control the rest of your life. I think you really need to talk to someone.
I'm talking to you.
You are. You are, finally, and that's great. And, honey, I will always be here for you to talk to. But what happened to you, it made some deep scars. And I think it would be best that you talk to someone who's better able to deal with these types of pains. Maybe you need to talk to a therapist.
You mean a crazy doctor? No, I don't think so, okay? I just got a little nervous, that's all.
No, it was more than that, Brianna. And you gotta know that that's okay. Look, I know someone who is capable of specializing in these types of things. All I gotta do is make a call.
You can make that call, but you can't make me go. I'm fine, okay? You know, it's kind of funny, actually, when you think about it. You should have seen the look on Jamal's face. It was classic.
Brianna, you can always tell me the truth.
What do you think I've been doing? Look, I'm tired, okay? Good night.
Okay. Well, Brianna, if you ever want to talk, my door is always open.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
He's not gonna make a shot. He's not gonna make the shot. You'll see. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. As a Mexican girl, he eats, drinks, and sleeps football.
Yeah, but he just can't play.
Okay, y'all, excuse me. I got it. Excuse me.
What are you doing? We're watching that, Mr. Brown.
It's my TV. Now, look, the lottery is at $6 million tonight. You get your ticket?
Nah, it's not big enough for me yet.
Yeah, because you got your cool $6 million in your sock drawer, huh?
Okay, shh.
And the winning numbers are 15, 36, 17, 43, and 12.
12? Yes!
You won?
No, I got one right. I was so close.
Oh, Brown, if they had a lottery for the most missed numbers, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah. Is Cora, are you still gambling?
I'm Cora's daddy. Cora can't tell me nothing. Who you think this is? I tell Cora what to do. Cora don't tell me nothing.
Oh, so she don't know, does she?
No, but that ain't got nothing to do with Cora. This is me and you. Cora don't have to know nothing.
Cora don't need to know what, Mr. Brown?
Cora, girl! You snuck up because you so stealthy and skinny. Girl, look at you so slim. I said to myself, and myself said, I said, Cora looking looking good. You done lost weight in your chin, haven't you? You got a skinny chin. Girl, look at... And you looking young.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm looking younger?
Not really. Brown's still gambling.
True. Mr. Brad, I'm so disappointed in you.
If he had a dime for every time he heard that, he wouldn't have to play the lottery.
And if you had a dime for everybody you've been with, we'd all be billionaires by now.
One more time.
Nasty. Carl, we almost won. For real, this time.
Oh, Brown, you had one number.
Brown, you really, really need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to think of it, I do. I need help. I need help for y'all. I don't know if all of these numbers. Man, we could have a millionaire. You could be a millionaire and not even know it. Here, hold on. You can't get these tickets.
Mr. Brown, you spent all this on lottery tickets? You do need professional help, Mr. Brown.
Now, Cora, I'm not going to none of them gamblers unanimous. I ain't gonna do it.
Brown, we're gonna have to give you an intervention ourselves.
I took a counseling class in college, and the first step to recovery is saying your name and admit you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is all of that?
Are you ready to do that, Mr. Brown?
Do what?
Admit you have a problem and say your name.
My name is Mr. Brown. The only problem I have is you, and you. Good night, Everson's left the building.
You got a problem, Brown.
How often do you play the lottery?
Mm. Yes.
Huh?
I play 20 times just like anybody else would. I think I'm being falsely prostituted here, so y'all give me a break.
Brown, we are trying to help you.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of my face. I'm telling y'all, I play the lottery and I play the scratch-offs. That's it. Sometime I spend $30, well, $50.
Oh, no, man.
Sometime I spend $90. I ain't got no problem. Y'all the one got the problem. You got a problem? Talk to somebody else, because it ain't me.
Somebody broke my piggy bank. And the only thing that's left is, like, his head.
Oh,
you ought to be shamed.
That's low.
My name is Leroy Brown, and I need your cheese.
Hey, Brianna. I didn't mean to startle you. Your mom said I could find you back here.
You didn't startle me. I tripped.
Over what?
That grass is a little high. Do you want to shoot?
Yeah, sure.
You'll never be a baller with those bricks on your wrist.
I'm a management type anyway, right?
Okay, so when I sign my first $100 million WNBA contract, you can be my lawyer. So I can ball in the court.
And I can ball in the court?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, about yesterday, I hope I didn't do anything wrong. I just wanted to let you know I thought you were cool.
I think you're cool, too, for a non-baller. It's just I have this thing about being touched. It's crazy. I told my folks and they started tripping.
Really? I mean, is your dad mad? Because he look like he can hurt somebody. And when I say somebody, I'm talking about me.
He's fine. He's fine. I told him, and they started talking all crazy and saying I should go to a counselor or something. I mean, how crazy is that?
Guess it's as crazy as it was when I did it.
You went to see a shrink.
Yeah, when my parents split up, I kind of didn't take it very well. I thought it was my fault.
How could it be your fault?
I don't know. I mean, I had all these crazy things going through my head. I was thinking there was no way that they can break up on their own. It was just good having somebody to talk to.
You weren't embarrassed?
Yeah, a little bit at first, but after a while, it was all right, so.
So you won't think that I'm crazy if I go?
Yeah, first of all, you are crazy. I think you're stupid if you didn't go.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll shoot. If I make it, then I'll go.
Shooting ball for mental health. Now, that should be a part of All-Star Weekend. Right? Guess you don't have to go then.
Maybe I'll go anyway.
Cool.
And I would ask you to come with me, but you need to stay here, work on your skills. Let's go. Let's try some drills.
That's not the lottery. I thought we got past the gambling.
Cora, we are. I'm telling you, I'm as clean as a crackhead's bank account. I just had one more lottery ticket, and I didn't think it should go to waste. I paid all the bills and I took care of everything. If I win, I'm going to split it with you. Right down the middle.
Okay.
80-20.
That is not math.
Carver, you don't know math. Okay, look.
The numbers are 39, 12, 2, 16, and...
Carver.
Mr. Brown!
I forgot to pay the electric bill. Edna, did you just touch me?